Chapter 2. Look for invader. In the lobby, be sure to look up. Look around. Look everywhere. The hotel's art collection is in unusual places, just as the artists themselves have very different backgrounds and connections to the contemporary art movement and marketplace. Have you found the space invader? How many space invaders have you found? Invader, the artist, was born in 1969 and so grew up playing Pac-Man, which he appropriates into his now globally recognized pixelated ceramic tile mosaics and drawings. Using a pseudonym, this French street artist boasts a world invasion on his website. His invader artwork is now located in the streets and alleys of 86 territories. While traveling, be sure to look for the invader stamp. While at the hotel, try to locate all 17 of his artworks. Okay, so let's look at the variety of sculptural expressions. I love that sculpture affords us the experience of art in the round, meaning that we can physically walk around the artwork and experience it from different perspectives with different visual backgrounds. Julian Opie's series of disembodied heads is a playful take on the idea of a bust. Opie has reduced the bust to a flat shape with nondescript features. Historically, of course, the bust would present someone of historical acclaim with recognizable features. Here, Opie casts his figures with cookie-cutter shapes and outlines that suggest the figure is looking down toward a device, possibly echoing the guest's behavior who may be seated on the couch. Very differently, Anish Kapoor's 2017 Mirror appears a simple red bowl that may well accompany the black dog's head above it. This is a playful placement of artwork. Kapoor's bowl is in fact an interactive sculpture beckoning us to look closely and experience the inversion effect of the concave design. Careful, for some this creates a feeling of vertigo. How remarkable that sculpture can have this physical effect. Yoshimoto Nara's massive black puppy head points across the room to the author's story of a child discovering a new pet on another planet and bringing it home. The large scale of the head with its gentle smile may remind us of the best friend we have at home or the Charles Schulz Snoopy character. The scale and static nature of the work serves as an effective juxtaposition or contrast with the other artworks in the room. In the corner, Daniel Arsham's Stormtrooper holds court. Star Wars fans will enjoy posing with this iconic film character. This soldier of the Empire appears to act on our defense as we enter and exit the main doors of the hotel. Like the astronaut in the front courtyard, artist Daniel Arsham has intentionally eroded his realistic depiction of this figure and inserted crystal prisms in its recesses. By appropriating the Stormtrooper into his original sculpture, Arsham follows in the tradition of manipulating pre-existing images, objects, and ideas, an artistic strategy that radicalized the art world in the early 20th century. Taking center stage from the entry perspective is the artwork of Chinese dissident artist Ai Weiwei with his elegant wooden sculpture, Divina Proporzione. As the title suggests, the artist is referencing Renaissance studies in perspective and geometry. It's all math, as the artist colludes with the mathematical treatise of Luca Pacioli circa 1509, illustrated by Leonardo da Vinci. This object also echoes the common cat toy, happened to have taken a year to create, and also contains no nails. Look up to discover the glasswork of the Verhoeven twins, a series of bubbles that have escaped the child's toy, hovering impossibly overhead. The simplicity of these iridescent forms disguises the decade-long effort by the brothers working with glass technicians on the island of Murano, Italy. From the upper balcony, you will experience the bubbles close up and better appreciate the oily, shimmering effect of the glass. Stunning work, aptly titled Moments of Happiness. Challenging the definition of sculpture is British artist Rana Begum with her installation number 1029 made up of 30 rectangular shapes. Like suspended piano keys, these shapes create distinct atmospheres depending on the angle of viewing. From one side, we have the sense of a peaceful melody, and from the other, a concert of energy. These colors are echoed in the camouflage artwork series by Andy Warhol above the bar entrance. One of the successes of this private art collection is that it can present a series in total. This allows us to experience the artist's experimentation with color and shape. Here, Warhol subverts the camouflage, a connotation of warfare, with a palette that comes off as playful.
If we observe the folds, this 1968 Prince Charles series by David Hockney was likely discovered in a file cabinet. While many of us know Hockney primarily for landscape paintings, these illustrations remind us that Hockney also delves into portraiture, which in this instance was rejected by Time magazine. Nevertheless, we have rather humorous depictions of the gentleman invested as Prince of Wales and Earl of Chester in 1958, and now the King of England, revealed in the hotel's collection just prior to King Charles's coronation. This work demonstrates savvy collecting and nods to Jonathan Yeo's contemporary portrait of the king, found in the second level in the Trudeau Ballroom.
American artist Shepard Fairey pays tribute to Ai Weiwei in a portrait that conveys a sense of pride and power. This placement decision is so smart. We now have a face to the sculptor and an elegant connection between two artists who have dedicated the lion's share of their practices to social justice. This theme is echoed in the work of American artist activist Keith Haring. Statue of Liberty is a timeless reference to the defense of democracy while giving us insight into the hearts of the collectors. The Keith Haring Foundation, started by the artist in 1989, continues to provide philanthropic assistance to those affected by HIV/AIDS.
By contrast, successful fashion illustrator Holly Nichols captures the carefree bliss of feminine elegance on a scooter. The playful spirit of Nichols's work may remind viewers of Audrey Hepburn's iconic Vespa riding in The Roman Holiday.
Radical street artist and art world disruptor Banksy fits neatly into this circle. This image of the child and heart-shaped balloon is iconic of a portfolio that provides social commentary on how we treat each other. In this case, the subject may be interpreted as the innocence of youth punctured by loss. Banksy echoes this theme in the TV Snowboy, an artwork on the way to the front desk reception. The snow on the screen could be the joyful winter substance or the ash falling from a smelt factory. Artists like Banksy are interrogating society, using satire to make us laugh, cry, and reflect, while establishing a new art market built directly from the street.